And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan Rosario. I am happy to be back today talking about the goodness of God as I do every Sunday right here, 1:30 p.m. Hope you will join in. If this is your first time listening in, welcome. Hope these scriptures minister to your soul today. I will be, as always, talking about the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ, the Holy Bible. I woke up this morning, folks, praying and singing to the Lord, letting my mind settle on the goodness of God. Yeah, praying and praising Him for waking me up this morning, celebrating life, letting the peace of God overwhelm my soul. And I need you to be there too. So listen up today. Got some great scriptures to share with you. I hope last week's message, Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through, helped you get a breakthrough. Opened your eyes to see how important it is to pray and praise God every single day and night, all day long, giving God quality time as you're driving down the street. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Staying spiritually connected to Him every minute of the day. And I'm going to get into that here shortly. But again, Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. If you didn't get a chance to hear that last week, you can go onto my website, www.faithwalkradio.com. Listen to it because last week's message kind of connects with today's message. Meditating on the Word of God, meditating on all that is good and praiseworthy, speaking on all that is good and praiseworthy as well. Folks, this will keep you centered, in control of what you allow in your thoughts, as a result, your actions. So yes, getting your prayer time in every day, that one-on-one alone time with God in prayer every day, keeps the devil away, keeps you centered on those things that are pure and of good report. Amen. Last week's scriptures, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, just to recap here. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Powerful scripture, folks. Prayer is the best way to stay in a spiritual mindset. I can tell you that. It gets you right back. Yes, right back on spiritual track where you need to be to fight through ungodly thoughts and actions. I keep going right there, right? Ungodly thoughts and actions. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I just wanted to go back and give you a little bit of last week's message. Let me move on now. Today I want to talk about how to grow in all things spiritual. Yes, growing in God and growing out of the trauma and drama in your life, trusting the Holy Spirit, is what you got to do every day. Title of the message today is Living in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit keeps the devil dazed and confused. And I will be going into more details about that. So living in the Spirit keeps the devil dazed and confused. He can't deal with your holy actions. Why? Because he's out of your mind. I gotta let that sink in. The devil cannot deal with your holy actions. When you live in the Spirit of God, it keeps the devil dazed and confused. Because when he's attacking you, he's expecting to get different results. But when you live in the Spirit of God, you understand that the devil is dazed and confused because he can't deal with your holy actions because he is nowhere in your mind. Your thoughts belong to God. So yes, as long as he's dazed and confused, unsure how to approach you because nothing is working, all of his attacks, all the people he used, all the things and situations that tries to keep you in fear, depressed, having faithless moments, experiencing all the little give-ups you do in a day, he's dazed and confused because everything he's doing is not working. And that's because when you live in the Spirit of God, he is out of your mind. He is nowhere in your mind, your thoughts, and your actions, because when you're in the Spirit, all your thoughts and actions belong to God. You're meditating on those things that are of good report. Amen? So folks, when you are spiritually centered, meaning connected to the source, connected to the God in prayer and reading the Word of God, the Bible, every day, keeps the devil dazed, again, and confused, and from bombarding your life using your issues against you, using your shortcomings against you. He will most certainly do that, reminding you of all those things and situations that keeps your mind preoccupied with that stuff that should have no place in your mind to begin with. And what I mean by that is when you find yourself lacking in your prayer time with God, it causes you to revert back to those ungodly things and situations you allow to entertain your mind, which in return opens the door to getting ungodly phone calls, leading to ungodly conversations, leading to doing and acting on ungodly things. Truly, you guys, this stuff is real. I'm not just saying this. This is the Word of God. It is real. It might seem like you're on lockdown all the time and taking things to the extreme, but that's only because you've been doing it for so long. You've been allowing your thoughts and actions to just be all over the place. Think about it. All those things that seem appropriate and normal, but are actually ungodly, and I'll go further than that, cutthroat, mean-spirited, not to mention unethical. So it becomes what feels right to you, what seems right to do, what's normal by the world's standards and by what you allow to preoccupy your space all the time. So it may seem like you're on lockdown and being very religious and taking things to the extreme, but no, we have to do everything the Bible says. Every word in the Bible means something. And I say that because we have to be conscious of these things every day to correct them. By not subscribing to them, by staying away from them, as I said last week, by any God means necessary, protect your joy and peace of mind. Why? It's just wrong and ungodly. So just because you've been doing things for such a long time doesn't mean it's right. Amen? I know it seems weird and religious, but this is what the Bible says, folks. Paul warns us and gives us instructions. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Tells us exactly how to live in the Spirit. Philippians 4, 6 through 8. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And here's the favorite one. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, and if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Right? So whatever is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, meditate on it. All the rest of the other stuff doesn't need to be in your mind. It does absolutely nothing for you, but keep you in a negative state of mind where the enemy can use your failures, shortcomings, those things that tear away at your mind and your heart and your spirit every single day to use them against you. Again, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And meditate means to consider, reflect, ponder over. So when you consider, reflect, ponder over your life, you want it to be about love, joy, peace, hope, forgiveness, meaningful things and situations, right? The definition of meditate really quick, think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chatting for religious or spiritual purposes or as a method of relaxation. Again, the definition of meditate, think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chanting for religious or spiritual purposes or as a method of relaxation. There it is right there. Again, I go back to Philippians 4, 6 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Again, the definition of meditate, think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chanting for religious or spiritual purposes or as a method of relaxation. Makes sense? So if you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio, my name is Susan Rosario. Powerful scriptures here today. Title of the message is Living in the Spirit. Yes, I'm talking about how to live in the Spirit every moment of the day so you can be Holy Spirit led. And as I said, I know it might seem weird and religious, but what happens again when you practice at something? You get better and better and better and better every day, right? Amen. And I gotta move on here before I break for a few Faith Walk announcements. Let me say this. When you neglect connecting with God every day in prayer, it becomes difficult to have consistent joy and peace. Because faithless moments kick in, the little give-ups will kick in, which causes a trickle-down effect that causes a chain reaction. It sets whatever is in motion on course, and the destination, you know what that is? Regret, past pains and suffering, worrying, feeling of things passing you by, thoughts of giving up, which is why you have to be careful, folks, and avoid things and situations that cause you to live outside of the Spirit of God. You have to work on it every moment of the day. When thoughts come in your mind and you know it's not holy and of God, plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Lord, help me get through this. Help me get through that. Lord, I just thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for working me up this morning, oh God. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. I thank you that my staff today is all on one accord. It's so many things that you can think about other than what keeps you spiritually disconnected from God. You have to work on it every day because guess what? For the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years or whatever the case may be, you've just let your thoughts be entertained with so many other things. You have to watch what you allow in your life, in your thoughts, in your heart, what comes out of your mouth every single day. We have to get better and better and better at being holy and righteous before God. Amen. We can't stay the same way all the time. We have to grow in the Word of God. So you have to watch what you get involved in every minute of the day, every hour of the day. Why? Because the devil plays his hand in your life every day. It's his job. It's what he does. He's waiting for you to get in your flesh, meaning those carnal-minded moments, so he can give you what you need, fear and doubt and hopelessness, which is why you have to play the God card at all times. You have to say no to some opportunities and things and situations. In other words, start to recondition your life today. Detach yourself this very moment from thinking and acting on those things that are not spiritual. Be mindful, folks, of everything you are dealing with in your life that the devil can use against you. Clear it out and replace it with meditating on those things that are praiseworthy by God. Why? I'll tell you. Because thoughts causes actions. Period. Every thought causes an action. I truly believe that. Every thought causes an action, whether you think more and more on the thought to act on it, or you act on the thought, it's the same results. So the message today, folks, is how to consistently live in the Spirit. Now, on the flip side, if you don't grow spiritually, you stay spiritually weak. Seriously. If you don't grow spiritually, you stay spiritually weak. And when you are spiritually weak, the devil attacks your mind, your heart, your spirit, to where you don't even know what to think, what to say, how to feel, and how to act. Why? So many whys. Because it is the devil's job. It's his occupation. And if you're not careful, you pay him very, very well with your very, very little faith in God. And this might come across comical, but I am very serious. The devil's greatest accomplishment is when you live in those defeated moments every day. And the point I'm trying to make here, folks, is when you develop a consistent relationship with God by renewing your mind every day, by developing a consistent prayer life, gives you consistent joy and peace. Because walking in the Spirit keeps your mind free from garbage. Walking in the Spirit keeps the wrong situations out of your life. Walking in the Spirit keeps the wrong people out of your life. Happy Christ, happy life. Amen. So for those just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio here, glad to have you listening in. Again, the title of the message today is Living in the Spirit. Definition of living means the pursuit of a lifestyle of a specified type. Living also means alive, breathing, existing. And I'm talking about living in the Spirit of God today. Learning to take everything to God in prayer so your decisions are sound and of good judgment. Why? So sorry for all the whys today, but why? So the Holy Spirit can kick in and help you. help you deal with your traumas and dramas by using a spiritual approach. That's pretty simple. That's pretty much it. And you know what? By living in the spirit, you have access to all kinds of fun spiritual tools. You get full access to all kinds of spiritual tools. And you know what those tools are? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When you live in the Spirit of God all day, every day, folks, and here are some scriptures to back up my point here, just in case you don't believe me. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 25, and it states this. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentious, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, disagreements, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. All I gotta say, folks, to this is we have to work at crucifying our flesh every day. Yes, we have to work at crucifying our flesh every single day so we can enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. And here it is again in these scriptures, Galatians chapter 5. And I'm going to jump down to verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Again, folks, we have to be willing to look religious to our friends if that's what they think it is. But every single day of our life, God wants us to exist in His world. We are in this world, but we are not of the world. Don't ever forget that. When you are Christ-led and you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you're on that journey in your life to get to heaven, you don't get to just do whatever you want to do. You don't just get to say whatever you want to say. You don't get to act and think whatever you feel like acting and thinking on. It's the Bible. So if you look weird, if you look like you don't want to engage in certain conversations and company, then so be it. The scripture calls for us to crucify our flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Again, that was Galatians 5, and that was verses 19 through 25. Folks, there's a benefit to being Christ-led, you know. You get those God rewards as you live on this earth. So if you're lacking in your faith, you're lacking in hope, you're lacking in love and joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, if you're lacking, it's time to crucify some of those thoughts and actions, the people in your life. It's time to get close to God. Amen. I will be back after these announcements.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. And I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up in donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back to conclude today's message titled Living in the Spirit. If you are just tuning in and missed the first part of the message, go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. Click messages and select Living in the Spirit and listen away. Also, all messages and music is 100% free of charge. Download it. Please make copies. Pass it out. Give it to everyone you know. Help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. Amen. So before I close my message today, I just want to tell you I've been inspired by people I talk to every day, wanting to do better, live better, feel better. So I hope you were encouraged through these scriptures and my points of discussion and teaching on living in the Spirit 24 hours a day, every day, praising the Lord. Walking in the Spirit, responding in the Spirit, hearing in the Spirit, saying in the Spirit, all of the above. Also, the message scripture of the day, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. I'll read it really quick. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That was Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. Another great scripture to study, which I have been teaching on the last 2 weeks, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And it tells us this, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Also, Philippians 4, 6 through 8 is another scripture that the Lord laid on my heart, and I couldn't get away from this the last 2 weeks, so I shared it again in today's message. And it says here, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. My favorite scripture here, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Folks, I have to go back to whatever's true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, meditate on it. Think about it. If you can't, if you're falling into a rut one day and you're just feeling negative and depressed, just bring something back from the past that God brought you from. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, thank you for healing my body. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my promotion. Thank you that I'm getting along. Thank you for helping me forgive. Lord, thank you for getting me out of that depression I was in for 10 years. Thank you for bringing people into my life that's positive, that holds me accountable, that wants to help me do good in my life. Lord, thank you for this. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, I appreciate you, God. I couldn't live without you, oh God. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done. If it wasn't for you giving me a second chance, Lord, I just don't know where I'd be today, Lord. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen this very moment, Lord. And I'm so nervous about all these situations in my life, Lord. But I just thank you, Lord, for giving me joy through it all. I just thank you, Lord, for giving me victory through it all. I just thank you, Lord, for changing my heart and my mind, oh God. I just thank you for soothing my soul, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. You see, it's not hard. Just praise him and thank him, even if you don't see it happening. Remember, I always say, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it isn't so. God allows situations, and sometimes he's holding off on the prayer because he needs you spiritually connected to him before he can release that abundance. He's waiting for you to connect with him spiritually every single day. Remember, don't just leave your house in the morning with your lunch. Leave the house in the morning with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take him with you. Yes, take the Holy Spirit, your helper, everywhere you go, because no doubt you will need him. Amen. So meditate, folks, means to consider, reflect, and ponder over. When you consider, reflect, and ponder over your life, you want it to be about joy, peace, love, forgiveness, meaningful things, and situations, right? And the last thing I want to say here before I close and give you my final thought, the definition of meditate, think about it. The definition of meditate is think deeply or focus one's mind for a period of time in silence or with the aid of chanting for religious or spiritual purposes or as a method of relaxation. Great stuff today, folks. As I said, I hope you were inspired. I hope I gave you enough to jumpstart you to begin to be conscious about living in the Spirit. You follow me? And in saying that, folks, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. When you live in the God spirit of things, nothing or no one can trap you because the Holy Spirit reveals all things to you. Although trouble will find you weak sometimes, it's only a superficial wound. You still have complete control of your own mind. After all, when the Spirit of God is leading you, you have the key to lock things out of your mind and the power of faith to close the door to your flesh. Remember, not my will, but the will of God. As always, my signature goodbye. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Nothing can shake me, move me, pull me away from you. You are my joy, my strength, my hope, the world I run to. No one can show me the way.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.